The director of a local food distribution group says that as local food costs rise, there's also been a huge increase in the number of Humboldt County residents struggling to get enough food. The prevalence of hunger in Humboldt was discussed when the Board of Supervisors proclaimed September as Hunger Action Month at its September 9th meeting. Doing so is an annual practice, but with recent inflation and federal budget cuts, there's a heightened sense of urgency. Carly Robbins, Executive Director of Food for People, summarized her group's goals and said inflation is having a noticeable impact on food insecurity.
Thanks to our dedicated staff, volunteers, and community partners, we're both a safety net and long-term support, helping to meet immediate needs while also supporting long-term stability. So hopefully families don't have to choose between rent and food or rent and medical. Hunger does not discriminate. It affects seniors on low fixed incomes, single parents, veterans, thousands of working residents who just can't keep up with the cost of living here. And the need is growing. Unfortunately, higher costs for gas, food, utilities, medical care, housing have had a sharp increase in food insecurity. In the last 2 years, we've seen a huge increase at Food for People. Many people are seeking food assistance for the very first time in their lives, and we're doing everything we can to meet the need, but we can't do it alone, which is why we appreciate you recognizing this as Hunger Action Month.
Robbins said her group, through its Eureka-based food pantry and a network of partners like the Humboldt Senior Resource Center, distributed 2.6 million pounds of food in the county last year, serving more than 21,000 people a month. The network also includes schools and community resource centers reaching every area of the county. Robbins said food services have recently expanded to southern Humboldt locations like Alder Point, Petrolia, Honeydew, and Myers Flat. Food for People Development Director David Reed said hunger is a national and county problem, affecting thousands of local children, and recent federal budget cuts will make the numbers grow.
At a time when the cost of basic needs like groceries and healthcare is out of reach for millions, hunger in America is a crisis. 1 in 5 kids face hunger, and that's more than 13 million children nationwide, and more than 5,000, almost 6,000 children here in Humboldt County. In some of our local school districts, more than 80% of kids qualify for free and reduced lunches. With recent national changes to food assistance for food banks and programs like SNAP and CalFresh, millions more Americans will soon face deep food insecurity.
Supervisors acknowledged hunger issues, with Supervisor Rex Bone saying, quote, "There isn't a member up here that hasn't got a phone call asking, where can I get help?" Board Chair Michelle Bushnell noted the Food for People Network's reach to rural communities.
I'll echo my colleagues and want to say that I appreciate, especially in my district, the areas that you have gone that are very rural, Blacksburg and Alder Point. I have gone there on occasion just to see people, and it's very well anticipated and used, and is really, those folks are sometimes don't have cars, sometimes don't have transportation, and so it's such a great service that is in those very rural communities.
Read aloud by Supervisor Natalie Arroyo, the proclamation says 16.7% of the county faces food insecurity, and almost 30,000 Humboldt residents are in the state's CalFresh program, 26% of them children. Declaring September as Hunger Action Month, the proclamation, quote, "encourages the community to learn more about hunger and take action to ensure that every Humboldt County resident every day has enough to eat." In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.